And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low expected 250 miles west of Shannon, 948 by 1800 Thursday. Low German bight 1000, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Easterly or southeasterly, backing southerly later, 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, becoming mainly southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in German Bight. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Portland and Plymouth. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 in north, showers, good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Northerly at first in south, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later in Seoul. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. West or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, backing south later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Southwest, veering west 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in North Bailey. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. South or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers, moderate or good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in southeast Iceland. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, south by west 4, 27 miles 999, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south 4, slight rain 35 miles 998, falling. Lerwick, north 1, 16 miles 1001, falling slowly. Wick automatic, southwest by west 2, 12 miles 1000, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by west 1, 11 miles 1001, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 2, recent precipitation 16 miles 1001, falling slowly. Boomer, west-northwest, 2, 15 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest, 3, 1001, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north, 5, 2 miles, 1002. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by west, 2, 1005, rising more slowly. Jersey, north-northwest 3, 8 miles 1006, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,006. Scilly automatic, southwest by west, 3, slight drizzle, 19 miles, 1,007, now falling. Milford Haven, west-southwest, 3, more than 38 miles, 1,004, falling slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south, 3, more than 38 miles, 1,004, falling more slowly. Valley, southwest by west, 3, 35 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest, 3, recent rain, 15 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Valentia, south by east, 2, 27 miles, 1,003, falling. Ronald's Way, west-northwest, 1, 24 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Mallon Head, southeast, 3, 13 miles, 999, falling. Macrahanish Automatic, north, 1, 16 miles, 1,000, now rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, turning increasingly unsettled over the next few days as a band of rain pushes eastwards across the United Kingdom on Thursday, introducing gales or strong winds to all areas. Storm Eowyn then affecting the UK through Friday, with severe gales and storm force winds developing across the inshore waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming southerly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north, then veering southwesterly later. Showers, rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming south 4 or 5, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 2 to 4, backing south 4 to 6, then veering southwest later, occasionally 7 later, rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 4 or 5, backing south 5 to 7, veering southwest later, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, backing southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, then backing south 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, then backing south 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later, backing south 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering west, occasionally severe gale 9 near St. David's Head, then backing south later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west later, then backing south 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8, then backing south or southeast 5 to 7 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, then veering westerly 5 to 7 for a time later. Rain or showers becoming fair for a time later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, then veering west 6 to gale 8 for a time later. Showers, then rain for a time, becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic later, then southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, then rain for a time, becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Neil Nunes in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihoa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Dhaka and Silicon Valley. Coming up on the programme, a $500 billion AI project announced by President Trump called Stargate, but his close ally, tech titan Elon Musk, says it won't fly. As Trump's crackdown on undocumented migrants begins, we hear about the human impact from someone who counsels migrant farmers in California, and last year's Nobel Prize-winning economist on the likely effects of the new president's plans for the US economy. Also today, calls to get investment into Syria, but who would invest in such a devastated country? Dutch environmentalists win a court battle to force the government to cut nitrogen pollution. And as Washington moves against diversity hiring, does this mark a turning point? That's Business Matters coming up.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The acting US Secretary of Defense says the Trump administration is deploying 1,500 ground troops, as well as support helicopters and intelligence analysts, to the Mexican border. Robert Salazar said President Trump had ordered him to support Homeland Security in taking complete operational control of the southern border. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Mexican authorities began constructing massive tent shelters to prepare for a possible influx of Mexican returnees. Mexico's Interior Minister Rosa Isela Rodríguez said the government was ready to support returning citizens.
The government of Mexico has the operational capacity to assist our returning brothers and sisters. They are not alone. On this side of the border, we are ready to receive them.
Thousands of refugees hoping to reach the United States have been left stranded in various parts of the world after the State Department confirmed all such travel had been halted. The US refugee admissions program was suspended by an executive order signed by Donald Trump. He says the US is unable to absorb large numbers of refugees. President Trump has urged Russia's leader Vladimir Putin to end what he called the ridiculous war in Ukraine. There's been no response from the Kremlin. Mr. Trump has repeatedly asserted that he could end the Ukraine conflict in 24 hours. Here's our correspondent, Caroline Hawley.
Donald Trump has been frequently criticised for being too soft on President Putin. Today he said he had a very good relationship with him, but he also had a blunt message for the Russian leader, delivered in a social media post. We can do it the easy way or the hard way, he said. He threatened taxes on anything Russia sold to the US and sanctions if a deal wasn't done soon. He gave no details on what kind of an agreement he envisaged,